Here they come. All in white jumpsuits. That's probably what took so long, putting on all those white jumpsuits. And I'll let Dan Deacon sing along here.
Hey everybody, how you doing tonight? Cool. We're doing the same way. Check. Hello, I'm Dan Deacon with the Dan Deacon. That's all, and we're going down. We have been traveling for many weeks now, close upon 2 months. We come now home on our last night, so close to our home, to the capital of this great nation, the United States. We have been many places and seen many things, and nothing is better than seeing the faces of friends and family, and we love to be back here. Let us now put one hand in the air like this, and let's close our eyes, and let's just envision something for a moment. Our eyes are closed, and we are inside Jerry Seinfeld's apartment. You don't know why you're there, and you're not a being. You exist there, and you are conscious of the space, but you have no way of manipulating the situation, and you cannot move. It is just one constant vision of Jerry Seinfeld's apartment, season 2, with the bikes in the background. Let's get in the zone. Let's focus all of the energy that we're putting into our mouths to talk, and let's move that energy into our arm to give our arm strength. And now, as we're there watching the inside of Jerry Seinfeld's apartment, George Costanza walks in, and he's clearly been crying horribly. He's out of breath, his eyes red, his face flush, and he sits down on the couch, and he begins to weep uncontrollably. And he unbuttons his shirt, and he opens up his shirt, and Quato from Total Recall is growing out of his chest. And Quato is just,
feed me, George.
And George begins to cry even more. And Quato is just eating every one of his tears, like, yes, yes, delicious, your pain gives me life. There is more, your life is pathetic, your parents. He begins to cry even more until he just starts tearing away at Quato and blood rushes everywhere. He tears more and more until he has no more skin to tear and he realizes all of his bones have these sick Taz tattoos all over them. And finally, he is happy. So, that was completely uncalled. Now, let's get in the zone. Let's get in the zone. Let's all hold this one pitch out here. Let's all sing this one note. Perfect. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a countdown. We're going to start at 25, and we're going to end at 0. When we get to 0, each time we say the number, we're going to sing it on that note. But we're going to start very... Wow, the drums are close tonight. We're going to start very, very quietly. As quiet as we can possibly do it. And then by the time we get to 0, we will just scream as loud as we can and hold that until you know it is done. So let us now test our loudest scream level. Ray, is that going to be loud enough? Let's try it one more time. This includes those in the balcony. Let's try it again. You get that? All right, cool. Let's turn these lights down. Start with just the blue. And again, here's that reference note. 25, 24, 23. 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, So thanks for coming. I hope you enjoy the show. We'll be right back. Thank you. Is there any way we could get some more of the lights turned down? Y'all are sitting here. Let's... Ray wants me to ask what's up with the earthquakes. I didn't notice it. Hey, and Kyle, turn up the sense of the JBLs, cool? Let's give it a try. This one's called Red F. And Kyle, push it as much as you can, man. It's the last night. Can we turn off that ridiculous bright light up there?
you. Cool, this song's called Paddling F. Paddling F. Paddling F, everyone. Paddling F. Okay, cool. Let's try something now. Can we all raise both hands in the air as high as we possibly can? Both hands. And now, does everyone see that third lighting truss? The third lighting truss? See the center light in it right there? Let's put our hands all the way up and let's converge underneath that. Let's all walk towards the center of the room. We're all facing the center. There's nothing to look at on the stage. All we are concerned about is the center of the room. Let's all walk closer to that center, closer and closer, as if it's a black hole of hands, drawing hands in there. Let's now, with each step, we'll count. One, two steps closer, three, four, Five. If you're in the very center, hold those hands up high. Hold those hands up high. Now, let's just let our hands rest down onto the heads of the people in front of you. Let your hands just rest right on down there. And now, let's think of two things. Let's think of two things. Our eyes are closed. We're hearing the sound of the people around us. We feel their hands on our heads. We feel their heads on our hands. And let us think of our favorite memory of summer. Let's think of the beauty of summer. Think of your favorite moment now. Think very closely and very carefully. Think about who your best and closest friends are. See their faces. Think about the memories you share. Think about how much you love them and how much you want to be near them all the time. And now let's put the slightest bit of pressure on those heads. Just the slightest, slightest bit of pressure. And now let's just raise our hands up and welcome summer with open arms. And think of our friends.
I'm sort of a sentimental guy.
This car has been really beautiful.
I don't need to say it. This song's dedicated to Stephanie. I love you, Steph.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Can we please bring all the house lights up as bright as they could possibly get? Excellent. Now, could we form a circle in the center of the room as large as we possibly can? Let's push it as fast and as quickly as possible towards the bars, towards the bathrooms, and towards the stage, and make a large, large circle, large, large circle. Keep moving backwards until you cannot move backwards anymore because people are there or there is a wall. As far as you can, I'm gonna sneak around and utilize this thing without a cord that I greatly appreciate the venue providing. Now, excuse me.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
It's me. Excuse me. Ooh, thanks. Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me. Yes, coming through. Please. Please make way. I should have gotten down from the front. Excuse me, madam.
Jenny.
Cool. All right, now, let's start this with you, my friend. You seem like a go-getter. Let's get you out here. What is your name?
Hey, it's Trevor. What's up?
What's your name?
Trevor King.
Trevor King, yet another king amongst us. Last night, a king as well. Now, what we're going to do is a group interpretive dance. We wouldn't all mind getting down on one knee. Let's all get down on one knee, especially if you're in the very front. Now, Mr. King, what you are going to do is make very, very slow but large movements with your body, and as you do them, everyone else is going to mimic you at the exact same time. What you are going to do, though, is you will cycle through new people. You will do several moves, and then you will go and you will pick someone else, and they will go to the center, and they will do the moves. Each time a new person comes to the center, we inch closer and closer to the middle of the room and start standing a slight bit more. Until by the time the circle is all the way once again reclosed, we are standing up all the way. Does everyone understand? Now, Mr. King, I'm just gonna demonstrate some good slight movements. Let's all try them together. Ready? It's best to move slow so that I can travel throughout the space. Actually, I think you've got a good head on your shoulders. Let's have you just start a brief example. See, much slower. I would go much, much slower than that at first. It's gonna take a while to get used to everyone following your movements, okay? This song's called Of the Mountains. Let's start it. I'm completely trapped. Excuse me, don't mind me. Excuse my horrible smell. Excellent work, Mr. King. Let's get Space Ghost out there. Space Ghost, Space Ghost. Now inch closer to the center, closer towards Space Ghost. And follow Space Ghost's movements exactly. And let's just keep Space Ghost in the center for the rest of it. I don't think anything could be more awesome.
Space Ghost. Can we once again bring all the lights in the house up? Once again, all the lights in the house. Ooh. All right, whoever gave me this polar bear thing, what's up? What's up, man? How are you? Yo, Ray. It's Sam Jaffe's brother. Stop the presses! Stop the presses! That dude's brother bit Ray's arm and gave Ray that crazy scar. Let's hear it for Sam Jaffe and the crazy scar! This fall. Now, we can all go on either this half of the room or that half of the room. Let us part the room. Part the room, leaving a large, large cavern in the center for a dance contest. This side of the room versus that side of the room. Let us quickly, quickly choose sides. Once you've made your choice, stick with it, because it doesn't matter at all. Now, pardon me. So I'm gonna use your shoulder. Thank you. Now, let us start this dance contest with you, my friend. Let's have you represent this side. And you, madam, you will represent this side. What is the name of your team?
Penguin.
Penguin! Team Penguin! What is the name of your team?
Polar Bear.
Team Polar Bear! Each skilled in very, very different ways. Now, here's what we will do. Let us have you both come back here, What you will do is you, representative of Team Polar Bear, will be there, and you will be there, and what you will do is when it begins, it's gonna be a face-off. Whole time, face off. Eye contact cannot be broken. Do not break eye contact with your opponent. You were going to dance side by side, eye contact being kept the entire time. And when you get to this side over here, you are going to pick someone from your side to go, and it will go back and forth, cycling back, each person picking someone from the next side, so on and so on and so on. Does everyone understand? Excellent. This song is called Woof Woof, and it's about a dog. Okay, cool. I think that worked really well. Now, can we all go on this side of the room? No, let's leave those lights up just for one more moment. Let's all go on this side of the room now. We're going to pack it in as close and as packed to that wall as possible. And in this back corner over here especially. Song is Balta Horse. If the people playing on Balta Horse wouldn't mind joining us on stage, Ryan Sorrell. That's Ryan Sorrell right over there. Yeah, cool. All right. Ryan Sorrell, Kevin O'Mara, and Rich O'Mara, if you wouldn't mind joining us on stage. Kyle Mapson, getting funky on the bass. Cool. All right, this song's called Balta Horse, and as we make our way over here, let's especially clear the area that leads to the lobby, as we'll be utilizing that area very heavily very soon. Let's just take the stairs. Now, Kevin, Rich, and Ryan, there they are. Could we please get a round of applause for Kevin O'Mara, Rich O'Mara, and Kyle Mapson? And of course, the beautiful Ryan Sorrell. Okay. Now, this is going to be tricky. It's going to take the cooperation. If everyone on the balcony also wouldn't mind moving to this side of the balcony, it would be much appreciated. You paid just as much money as everyone else. You should participate in the slightest bit as well. We're all going to be on the balcony in a moment, so if you wouldn't mind just clearing way, it would be greatly appreciated. It's just for one song. Just for one song. Your beer tastes just as good, and the pole is just as sturdy to lean on over there, my friend. Now, could I please get you and you right over here? Could you stand right where you are? And could you stand right here facing him? You, my friend, right here where I am, looking directly at him. Could you please put both hands in the air like this? Join them together. Now, if you could just pivot the slightest bit that way. No, yeah, you stand right there. Cool. Now, if you and you could do the same thing right here. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to create a gauntlet. Check, check, check. The gauntlet is going to... How it works is when the song starts... You dance through the gauntlet, and when you get to the other side, you reform the line. It's going to build and grow out these doors right here, up the stairs to the balcony, looping its way this way across the balcony. When it gets to the end, it will walk up those steps to the top level, looping itself up and down to where those people are over here, and then back down the stairs to down here. Does everyone understand? The most important rule to this, of course, is safety first. We're in Washington, D.C., the most safe and sane country state in the whole world. Let us now just think of all the insane, insane evil that resides within this land. Let's just think about it. Let's think about how it's all complete crap. Now, I can't curse because they're putting this on the radio and it's really hard to... Never mind. Not important. Forget all the New World Order crap. Crap. Jesus Christ. Anyway. So, if you two wouldn't mind being the example, if you go through the gauntlet and demonstrate what happens when you get to the other side... That is exactly not what you do. These guys give a great example. It's cool. Don't worry. But let's try it again one more time. Same two dudes. Let's do it again. If we see it perfectly, we'll do it, right? Now we go through. We go through a little faster. When we get to the other side, we reform the line. Okay, now this song is called Balta Horse. Let us begin. Don't worry about who's going to go first or anything like that. I don't know what's maybe if I don't.
those house lights down again. If there's any way just to put a couple of lights on the balcony, that would be awesome. Saxophone channel is live. Sam Swarda. Steve Cooper. Justin Fry.
very much.
If everyone wouldn't mind returning to the floor level, that would be greatly appreciated. And if you could bring the lights up, the power strip that my lights are plugged into somehow got turned off.
I have no idea how that could ever have happened.
Well, lighting designer, let us jam so hard on this track as all my lights no longer work. That is a bummer for me. You see it. What do you see? Oh, Bernie has discovered it. We will still jam so hard. But hopefully these lights will work as well so we can jam together. Cool, there we are, yes. Cool. Except this guy certainly does not work anymore. All right, where is Sam Herring? Where is Sam Herring of Future Islands? Yes, Sam Herring. Sam, get up here, baby. This song is called Silence Like the Wind. It will be our last song of this tour. This is the last song we will play together as an ensemble within the United States. This is sort of like the end of the movie, and when we go to Europe, that's sort of like the weird, creepy sequel, Tim Cabrera. The name of the sequel is called Tim Cabrera. He is not weird or creepy, but the movie named after him certainly is. Now, let us start this show in a similar way that we ended it with the switch. Okay, let us now hold out this pitch here. Oh, nope, I tricked you. Let's hold that out. It's a beautiful chord you're forming, but let us all try to sing the same pitch. Perfect. If you wouldn't mind bringing the lights down. Now, I don't think we did this at the start, but can everyone see my hand like this? Let's keep your hands down as much as I'm excited to see your hands. I'd like to keep our hands down for this one. And when my hand is like this, we will sing that pitch with our mouths closed as quietly as possible. When my hand is open wide, we will sing that pitch as loud as we possibly can. Let's try that. And when my hand is pulled all the way back and shaking, we will sing so loud it distorts the pitch. Now, depending on the shape of my hand will be the direct correlation to the shape of our mouths. Let's try that out very quickly. Excellent. Now, when I pull my hand down, I'm going to start making sounds with my mouth. And you're going to try to replicate those sounds as close to simultaneously as possible, keeping in all the parameters of the sound. The pitch, the amplitude, the timbre, the duration, the exact sound as soon as you hear it. Don't hear the sound and then think about it and then do it. Do it as soon as you hear it. Let's give an example. You and me, just me and him for a minute. And don't worry about making mistakes because we'll learn from the mistakes. All right, you ready? Try to shorten the gap between my sound and your sound. Try to do them at the exact same time. All right, let's try it together. Ready? Let's be real quiet for this. I'm going to try not to use the mic. I'll use it eventually, but... Cool, this is going to work. All right. Let's start it now with this pitch again. Our mouths closed. Wow.
Dave? Dave? I lent you those Curb Your Enthusiasm DVDs with the expectation that you would return them in the same condition I gave them to you in. Dave? Dave? Which one of you Daves bought in those basketballs? Dave? Dave? In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. I'm Billy Joel. I'm Billy Joel. I'm so hurt. I don't know where I am. Will somebody help me, please?
Everybody. Thank you.
like the wind overtakes me. Oh.
Just the ladies. Just the fellas.
Silence like the wind overtakes me. Oh.
Just the balcony.
Silence like the wind overtakes me. Oh.
Just the back of the room. Just Kyle Mapson. Everybody.
Up here. A bittersweet. If we could all get down to the floor level for this last song, we're all gonna do it on the floor.
That's the wrong one.
This song's called Wham City. We're just gonna close it out. I'd like to introduce the ensemble to you once the stage is clear. Stage is clear. Thank you all very much for coming. Like I said, we've been on tour for 7 weeks. Tonight, or today, tomorrow, whatever time it is, we sleep in our own beds for the first time in many, many weeks. I've never done a tour like this where I played with so many people, and it's been really, it's been really interesting. Thanks for bailing me out, Kate. It's been a lot of fun, an experience I've always wanted to do, and it's been a blast. This song is about what inspired those ideas a long time ago, and this song's called Wham City. Greg Fox on percussion. Andrew Bernstein on guitar and saxophone. Benny Bolt, synthesizer. Benny Belt, high five, Benny, don't leave me hanging! Sam Herring, Future Islands. Sam, high fives, don't fucking leave me, bell shit. Sam Swarta, mallets. Andrew Burt, guitar. Steve Cooper, mallets. All right, if you guys aren't giving me these high fives, we're not gonna do it. William Cashin. Kate Levitt, percussion. Good tour, Kate. Kyle Mapson, sound. Jeff Nosatch, bus. Get him, no, Kyle.
That's what I was trying to get
Get over here, get over here.
I forgot.
I love you too. Justin Fry, triangle. Denny Bowen, drums. This one goes out to Digital Grooves. Garrett Welmers, synthesizers. Ray Roy, visuals. Stephanie, you better get your ass up here. Chester Gwazda, everything. Stephanie Levin, making sure we don't go insane. GSP, killing it so hard forever. Is that really everybody? Charlotte, thanks for coming to the Salt Coast Wham City. Max, Teeth Mountain. Kevin O'Mara, getting suckered into it. All right, I'm gonna do this too, but be careful with my shoulder. Thank you very much for coming. Can you please give one more round of applause for the ensemble? I don't know where you are at the moment. I had a lot of fun on this tour. I hope you guys had a good time tonight. Can we please get one more round of applause for Teeth Mountain? Please, one more round of applause for Future Islands. I've never toured with a crew before, but I will always use you as the starting point. Please, a round of applause for our crew, Kyle Mapson, Jeff Nosach, Ray Roy, of course, Stephanie Levin. My name is Dan Deacon. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you coming out on a Sunday night. All right, I'll see you later. Thanks again.
Wow. What you have to understand is that for the last 10 minutes of the show, one by one, the members of the band were passed into the audience and crowd surfed. You saw 10 people in white jumpsuits being passed around a crowd of 1,000 people while Dan Deacon himself was passed around. He had set a sequence off, held a microphone in his hand, and sang while being passed around the crowd. I've never seen anybody work a crowd the way he did. The crowd not only willingly participated, but they were completely part of what was happening in this show. Dan Deacon, fantastic, fantastic show here at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. Thanks for all in the chat room. We'll put photographs online for you to see. The show will be available for podcasts and for streaming. Join us on Friday the 22nd for St. Vincent. Many, many more concerts to come. You can sign up for our newsletter on the All Songs Considered homepage, or you can follow us on Twitter, one word, All Songs. And, of course, our blog, where we daily post lots of stuff about music news and music thoughts. Kevin Waite was our engineer. Thanks to Claire O'Neill. Thanks to Gemma Waters. And, of course, the show is produced by Robin Hilton. Bobby Carter helped get the sound out to you all. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.